Dish Nation. You know the deal. You want a great show? We got you. Before we get it things popping, we got to say what's up to the rest of the crew at ATL and LA. What up, y'all?
What's up, baby?
What's up?
How you doing, ATL?
Sherry's out today, but don't worry. We got you. We're going to serve up some tea that's aged to perfection. Now, we're counting down the 10 best celebrity feuds you might have forgotten. Now, when you think of feuds, of course, you think about Kanye versus Taylor Swift. But today, we're going to dig deeper. Listen, some of these feuding celebs were co-stars. Some of them were friends. Some of them were rivals.
Yes.
But they developed a strong dislike for one another. Now, who you got first, Chewy?
All right. Coming in at number 10 is a feud you've mind forgotten about. Kelly Osbourne versus Christina Aguilera. Yeah. Their beef seems to have started in 2002 when Kelly made fun of Stina on her MTV show, The Osbournes. I remember that. It was hilarious. Over the years, insults flew back and forth. Then in 2007, Christina bought the Osbournes' house, which only made things worse. Oh, Kelly even talked about it in Glamour magazine. So, Portia, can you hit me with that quote, please, in your best English accent?
Yeah. Christina Aguilera called me fat for years. One night on Fashion Police, I said, "F you. Now you're fat too." I didn't say it wasn't fat. I said, "Now you know how it feels. And I'm sorry for you, but I stand by that."
Yeah, okay.
Yes. That was delightful.
Beautiful.
Well done.
Thank you.
But it seems like the feud had died down because on Watch What Happens Live in 2012, Andy Cohen asked Kelly to say three nice things about Christina, and she said,
"I think she looks way better right now. She's got a great voice, and she's got a beautiful son."
Oh, thank you. Oh,
that's three.
We've matured.
Okay, Porsche, do you think Kelly was trying to put the feud behind him, or was it like, it was a kind of like a backhanded compliment because she was put on the spot?
I think it was still a little bit of animosity there because she said, "looks better now." Just say she looks good. If she were just to say she looks good, then now we're in the present. But saying she looks better is referring back to when you call her ass fat. So
she looked bad. Yeah.
That's true.
That was shady.
Okay, y'all, the number nine feud that you might have forgotten, honey, but I didn't, because I know everything about Miss Diane Ernestine Earl Ross. Baby, it's Miss Ross versus Miss Patti LaBelle, honey. Now, back in the 60s, y'all, when Miss Ross, honey, was the supreme, honey, Patti had a group called the Bluebells. Now, according to these history books, Diana stole Cindy Bird's song from the Bluebells and put her in the Supremes. Patti also said, honey, that the Supremes used to copy the Bluebells' outfits, which that's a lie. Now, fast forward to Oprah's Legends Ball, honey, in 2005. She didn't know, honey, that the Divas didn't get along, and she put them at the same table. Now, what these girls exchanged phone numbers, honey, at the party and left it all in the past.
Now, Portia, girl, this sounds like something that would happen on Housewives, okay? You go to a party, and then they sit you next to somebody you can't stand, girl. Has this happened to you?
Listen, I was just about to say, hearing the story, I'm like, roll the damn cameras. Like, I'm going to need to see this third episode of Real Divas Supremes. I'm trying to tell you right now, like, this is so what happens. And then when you sit next to somebody you don't like, or you know who wants to chop your head off, you gotta like play like they're not sitting there. So you can't even look to your left if they sit it to your left.
Right.
So uncomfortable.
Tunnel vision. Okay, now we're moving from Patti LaBelle to Patti LaBelle, because, honey, this one is for sure Patti. The number eight feud you might have forgotten about started out as a friendship, y'all. So back in the day, in the 90s, Gwyneth Paltrow and pal Winona Ryder were besties. And for a while, Gwyneth had been dating Ben Affleck, and Winona was dating Ben's best friend, Matt Damon. Well, legend has it, y'all, Winona had been offered the movie Shakespeare in Love. And get this, Gwyneth done found a script that Winona's house, and she got the audition, y'all, and she got the part and won an Oscar for it.
That's
okay, I'm a lover, not a fighter, but that's a fighting activity. That's a
That's shady. Wow. Well, let me finish telling y'all, because then in 2001, Winona Ryder was arrested, y'all, and convicted of shoplifting. Well, years later, Yeah. On her group website, y'all, Gwyneth blogged about an unnamed frenemy who was trying to take her down. Everybody assumed it was Winona. So Gwyneth wrote, "I tried to take the high road, but one day I heard that something unfortunate and humiliating had happened to this person. And my reaction was a deep relief and happiness."
Oh, damn. Jesus.
Okay, so our very own Frank, you an actor now, right? So would you do anything like this if it meant that it would win you an Oscar?
Well, I mean, I think I'm more about the craft than the awards. But,
cheese, craft cheese.
You would do it. Yeah,
I think everybody in Hollywood is about that. I think the award shows, as meaningless as they are for the rest of us, it's like if you do get the award, that does launch your career onto different levels.
Frank, here's the question. Would you steal Gary's script and play Gary's part if you knew you could get the Oscar for playing a role on like Gary?
In a gay
play.
Just say, be honest.
Be honest, Franklin. We're interchangeable as actors.
You're like Winona and Gwyneth.
That's the biggest compliment you guys could give me, that I could play Gary in a movie. I'd let Gary have this one. I like sharing the wealth. I mean, look at the charity I do for all of you guys.
Frank are doing this, making the same movies. I don't know if they're making the same movies.
That'd
completely
be
different.
All right, well, the number 7 feud you might have forgotten about or may never known at all. That is Julia Roberts and Nick Nolte.
No way.
Oh, yes. Now, this one really affected me because I remember this happening because, you know, Julia and I are kindred spirits, as I've tried to tell you for years. So Julia and Nick co-starred in the 1994 movie I Love Trouble, but Julia did not love the trouble that Nick Nolte gave her. Now, allegedly, they hated each other so much that they shot their scenes separately, using stand-ins to make it seem like they had chemistry.
No
because
way.
They did not. Yeah, and when asked about him, Julia said, "You know, while he can be completely charming and very nice, he's also completely disgusting. He seems to go out of his way to repel people. He's a kick." Now, you know, Frank, I've always wanted to be Julia Roberts ever since I was a little girl, and now that I think about it, I really am more like her because you are my Nick Nolte.
Oh, really?
Yes, you are. Working with you is the closest that I'm going to get to somebody who is charming but also disgusting.
Well, I mean, as I heard from my last casting director, some people just have it.
and some people have.
Be charming, and you can be disgusting and still be a movie star.
Now, head crack. We all have chemistry here on Dish. I think we all get along pretty well, but could we be better? Can you think of anybody that you could see as a stand-in for one of us, head crack?
I think we're just like a really weird collection of people. I think the copies of us will all burned at birth. You know what I mean? Like, I think we got it right. That's it is what right. It is. We rock it how we rock it, yo.
Thank you, head crack, because Gary would have traded us, right. Child.
Absolutely. See what a loyalty is?
Gary would have replaced
us. No loyalty.
We'd all be Diana Ross.
All right, guys. Coming up, did you know that Kim Kardashian feuded with Khloe? And no, I'm not talking about her sister. We'll tell you more after the break.
Dish Nation. Okay, the best celebrity feuds you might have forgotten about. Countdown continues. Now, coming in at number 6, we got Orlando Bloom versus Justin Bieber. Or as I like to call it, the Thriller in Vanilla. Now, listen, that situation got pretty ugly between the two, and word is that Orlando tried to take Biebs' head off in 2014 at a restaurant in Ibiza. Now, reportedly, Orlando approached the Biebs and threw a punch at him. Why, you might ask? Justin allegedly was sending flirty texts to Orlando's ex-wife, Miranda Kerr, while they were still married. He didn't like that at all.
Who you got your money on, Chewy? You got your money on Orlando, or you got your money on the Biebs?
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on, man. $1,000,000 on Orlando Bloom destroying Justin Bieber. Don't let the tattoos fool you. Tattoos don't make you tougher, Justin. Like, Orlando Bloom was in Lord of the Rings, y'all.
Let me tell you something. Justin dug down and dodged that swing like a professional boxer. That tells me that if he were to be able to get his swing off, he probably would have knocked him on his butt.
Yeah.
Listen to Portia when it comes to throwing blows. So, I'm going to go with
Chewy.
Portia on that one. Yeah, because she throws a mean left hook.
Coming in at number 5, actress Chloe Grace Moretz and Kim Kardashian. Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Honey, let me tell you.
smoke.
That cat fight all started with Kim's infamous naked selfie. Now, Khloé seemed to take offense to the photo that Kim posted and called her out on Twitter. She tweeted, "I truly hope you realize how important setting goals are for young women, teaching them we have so much more to offer than just our bodies." Well, y'all know it didn't take Kim Kardashian long to clap back. She responded, "Go ahead, Heidi, why don't you do the honors on this one?"
Let's all welcome Khloé G. Moretz to Twitter, since no one knows who she is.
Portia. Now, fans accuse Khloé of slut-shaming Kim. What you think, Portia?
You know what's so funny? Why would we bash the girl who's saying, let's do be more than our bodies, and then, like, she's the shamer?
Yeah. Thank you.
She with the most followers always wins. Okay. Like, no matter what. Like, you know, her fans will avalanche all on top of you.
Coming in at number 4, Elton John and Madonna. Yes, they feuded. Now, their beef literally began in 2002 and kept flaring up like a bad rash over the years.
Been there.
Right? The latest feud had everybody talking. It was during the 2012 Golden Globe Awards. Elton did an interview and was asked who had the best chance of winning in the category Best Original Song. Well, Elton couldn't help but throw a jab when Madonna's name came up, and he said Madonna didn't have a chance of winning, and Madonna responded saying, "Those are fighting words." Now, okay. And by the way, Madonna has more of a British accent now than Elton John.
Yeah, she stole Elton John's accent.
Which is weird. But Madonna did end up winning that night. Do you think, Frank, all in all, Elton should eventually apologize to Madonna?
No, I think it's all in good fun. I mean, you're on the red carpet getting ready to go to an event, and it's like people ask you the same questions all the time. He's like, you know what? Madonna doesn't have a chance of winning. I think it's more of a fun thing, but I mean,
he did apologize for it, but he probably apologized like you apologize when you meet somebody like, "Oh, no, I'm sorry, but I was just messing around."
Yeah,
no,
I was just kidding.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, all is forgiven.
But I really meant it.
Right, really? Exactly. Frank says that much when he's apologizing. I would think he would just ask you, "Do you want lunch that day?"
You know, Portia, I don't know, because he's never actually apologized to me. I can't comment on that, Portia. I can't comment.
All right, y'all. Well, we're going to keep this thing going. We only have 3 feuds left, and they are juicy, baby. So make sure y'all come right on back.
Woo!
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, keeping this train right on moving. Coming in at number 3 on the list of celebrity feuds, you might have forgotten about this one with Brandy and Countess Vaughn. Y'all remember that?
No.
Yeah. What?
That was crazy.
Yes, y'all. The 2 played best friends on the show Moesha, which is so cool that it's streaming now and we can all watch it again. But in real life, they were not cool at all, y'all. And Brandy confirmed their beef in 1998 in an interview she did, saying she felt the Countess wanted to be in her position, and the Countess told her one time that she's the reason Moesha was successful. Baby. Brandy also said Countess wakes up and looks at herself in the mirror and gets disgusted. I don't.
Brandy with the shade back then.
Okay.
Damn,
now, Countess did
nice.
Get her own spinoff show, The Parkers, and Brandy as well. Brandy. She recently released her 7th album and is doing her thing, y'all. Now, the 2 of them seem to have moved past the drama with some lovely posts back in 2015. What do y'all think about this beef?
Honestly, my mind is blown. Like, to find out that that's how we got the Parkers,
right.
Like, my mind is blown. Right. Young Portia is like, what? Crying. But, y'all, right? My favorite show, though, was the Parkers. I'm sorry. Monique and Countess Vaughn? I still watch the reruns.
I watch it now. Me too, So what was y'all favorite show, Moesha or the Parkers? Portia, you said the Parkers. What about you, Headcrack?
For me, it was definitely Moesha because you had such an all-star cast. You had Ray J on there. You had my man Fredro Starr from Onyx. And then soon as the intro for the show come on, you already know what time it is. You can finish the rest of it.
That was it.
The Parkers for me because I loved Monique. So, I'm Parkers 100%.
I watched them both.
I grew up watching.
I love the Parkers myself. I love Professor Ogilvy, so I was definitely a Parker.
Professor Ogilvy. So who do y'all think started the beef? Because we know that Brandy, you know, has people who she's had beef with. Is she the starter, or do you think that other people started? Like, did Countess Von start?
Brandy started the beef. You know Brandy started because her mama was a big-time executive in the entertainment business. So Brandy probably felt, well, hey, my mama is this, so, honey, you ain't that. Mm. And I think Brandy probably started it.
All right, y'all, so moving on, coming in at number two on the countdown is the beef between Sylvester Stallone and Richard Gere. Now, this beef goes all the way back to 1974, so I call that aged beef. Now, the two were set to star in The Lords of Flatbush, and the two allegedly got into a fight on the set over spilled chicken grease. Now, check this out. Sylvester warned Richard Gere about making a mess with food in his car that none of it better not get on him, or there will be a problem. Ooh. So I don't know what happened if, like, Richard Gere was using Sylvester's lap as a table, but apparently some sauce or some food got on Sylvester. He elbowed Richard, pretty much pushed him out of the car, and Gere's role got recasted after that. Mm. The rest is history.
It had to be Popeye's chicken. It had to be either Popeye's chicken or Church's chicken, because it's greasy as hell. Right.
So whose knuckle game you think was the nicest? You think Sylvester Stallone won the fight, or was it Richard Gere?
Rocky threw them both.
Rocky, come on now.
Rocky
threw
them balls.
Adrian! Who went on to do what? Sylvester went on to be in Rocky, and then he went on to go buy prostitutes and treat them pretty. So, yeah.
He did Pretty Woman. He did Chicago. He did a bunch of other movies. Well, Sylvester Stallone went on to do Rocky, and he won an Oscar for that screenplay. So, yeah, Sylvester was all right after that, too, y'all.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, coming up, find out which two celebs, honey, took the number one spot. And trust, baby, it's messy. Find out when we come right back.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. All right, y'all, we are back, and it's the moment we've all been waiting for. Coming in at the number one spot, y'all. The countdown of the celebrity feuds that you might have forgotten. We have your girl, Gary Omarosa, versus LaToya Jackson.
I don't know if y'all remember this.
But in 2013, both ladies appeared on Celebrity Apprentice and were at each other's throats practically the entire season. But everything hit the fan during LaToya's final episode when she got fired. So as LaToya was being driven away, darling, she had some pretty cruel things to say about Omarosa, including suggesting that Omarosa had probably pulled a plug on her then fiancé, y'all, the late actor Michael Clark Duncan, who passed away from a heart attack.
That's harsh.
Yes, and we know when Omarosa gets pissed, honey, she gets pissed. Yes. So she called LaToya demented and sick, honey, and dragged LaToya all the way to court, suing her for emotional distress and defamatory remarks.
Damn. Oh my gosh.
Now, Gary, they was going for blood in the boardroom. Do you think LaToya deserved to get sued by Omarosa's comment?
The public probably heard that and think that Omarosa could be a murderer. LaToya definitely needs to be sued, honey, and she should have been sued because it was sad that she put Omarosa through that in pain. And I'm still feeling the pain right now, just even talking about it again.
Oh, Gary,
stop.
Such a sweet...
Are you okay, baby?
Friend.
Thank you.
Now, did y'all know that Omarosa is also a reverend?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I'm sure she had the Holy Spirit in her back then. So why didn't they just pray it away? Pray together.
I don't think she was ordained for life.
She was. She hadn't stepped in her purpose yet, but it was in her. It was in her.
Yeah. She definitely wanted to lay hands on her.
Okay.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.